I'm Nicolette Thomas, and this is my podcast, Watching with Friends. Every week, we watch and discuss a show or movie, and I invite a friend or two to join in.
Today, we are talking about the 1999 Disney Channel original movie, Genius. Boyle is a physics genius and hockey lover, and is tired of being friendless. Not only has he been accepted to many colleges, he is also going to be teaching, all before the age of 14. If trying to fit in with kids his own age was hard enough, now he has to try to fit in with college students. Continuing to have problems, Charlie reinvents himself as Chaz and decides to enroll himself into the local middle school. Juggling two lives is difficult, even for a genius. His two lives collide at the hockey game, where he not only has to pretend to be Chaz, but has to be Charlie, the school's genius. The experiment he's working on goes wrong and destroys the hockey rink, canceling the game. Charlie is again left friendless and only has his science. The experiment ends up working, and Charlie uses it to help the hockey team win, hopefully bringing back his friends in the process. While controlling the other team, an accident occurs and ends up helping their science as they begin to defy gravity. In the end, the hockey team wins, and Charlie gets his friends back. After this, we'll be back with Sarah to discuss the movie.
Did you?
For some reason, I thought I had watched this movie, but then I rewatched it, and I have not seen this card. I was like, unless I like forgot about it, I really haven't seen this movie. But wow!
So I was live kind of messaging you throughout this entire process.
Crazy. It was so like watching like what? This one was what, 1999? Like oh my god. Oh my god. It was so, oh my god.
It was so bad.
Isn't it Trevor was, yeah, Trevor Morgan. Emmy Rossum, like, all right. It was weird to see her not in, like, Phantom of the Opera or Shameless, like.
So the entire time we were watching this, I was watching with Mom. Uh-huh. And anytime, like, she would go into one of her monologues, Mom would be like, oh, and then my dad became a drunk and I gave drugs to my little brother. Oh, my God.
Like Shameless. Although Shameless is a good show, she does really good in that show. But like, wow. But I forget how much Emmy Rossum is actually like in besides Phantom and Shameless. Like,
All right. So, what did you think of the plot?
Oh my god. I don't even remember what the plot was. Was it that he was like a boy? Oh, it was G's trying to be cool, right?
Yeah, so he is a super smart kid. He's supposed to be in middle school, like age-wise. And he ends up going, totally bypasses Harvard. Which, what the heck?
Oh, goes right to Harvard.
No, he does not. He has the Harvard acceptance letter, but he says no to Harvard to go to the school in Wisconsin.
What? Like, who passes up Harvard? Like, it's Harvard.
Yeah. But he wants to work with this one scientist.
Uh-huh.
Which he does. And their lab is underneath the hockey rink.
That was such an odd setup. Like, who thinks of this design?
But like, so the whole point is he can't get along with what should be his intellectual peers, because they're in college.
Right, and he's 13, right? Yeah.
He can't get along with people his own age.
Because he's too smart. No, some high school.
So he does this experiment where he tries to be popular.
God.
And shit happens.
Such an odd concept. Like, it's been done before. Like, I don't know if it was a Disney show or if it was on Nickelodeon, but there was a show called Smart Guy with Taj Murray.
I believe it was on ABC Family.
Yeah, it was something like that, where he's a kid in school. But, like, I don't know. But he never tried to be cool. He just tried to be himself. So, it was weird for him, in this movie, to see him, like, and be cool. Because, like, it's called The New Guy, where it's not necessarily him skipping grades. It's just a geek who, like, reinvents himself and becomes, like, popular and stuff. Like, I just like shows like that, where it's like, I get you try to fit in and trying to be somebody you're not, doing an experiment, but still, it isn't like people find out who you are. It's not gonna change that. It's gonna make you look weird. You like tried to be cool, or tried to, like, you were messing with people. Excuse me. In a way, like, you weren't being yourself. You should just, like, I just don't like movies, like, because it, like, I don't know, it just throws everything out of whack. And this movie, I did not love. It was like funny, but like stupid funny. Like, I can't. They actually made this, and it went to video.
So the only thing that kept us watching was our stupid commentary. I almost didn't finish it. Like, it's, I don't so think bad. That, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I just didn't
like
it.
I don't know if this was like a well thought out, like, writing wise, plot wise. It just, like, they kind of like threw everything together and then try and make this person cool too. It doesn't seem like it was a very thought out movie. It was very like odd.
Yes.
But again, it came out in 1999, so yeah.
even then, Horse Sense was better plotted than this,
right? Like, this just seemed like they're basically throwing stuff at on stuff, and like, it's just so screwed up. Like, it's so disjointed and pulling from everywhere. It just had, oh god, so bad. So bad.
So what did you think of Charlie? Or Chaz?
One of the doctors, right? Or the doctor he worked with?
No, that's the main kid. So his real name is Charlie.
That's right.
And Charlie, Chaz. Yeah, other name is Chaz.
I think for the kind of character to portray. He was good as an actor, but still, it was just such an odd movie that I don't think he could like be the kind of actor he wanted to be in this movie, just because it was so odd. Like, I think he could have done better, but again, I just think the movie was poorly comprised, poorly, like, it just wasn't a good movie. It was, I don't know. I just, this movie was, because the way it was comprised, and it just wasn't, it was odd. It was just like.
Even the effects were god-awful.
So stupid, especially for 1999. Like, by then it had at least some good CGI effects. Like, they weren't like top-notch Avatar effects, but still they were than this. Like
the dancing skeleton.
On. Yeah, like come on. Who comes up with this? Like, I always wonder, like, if the people who created this, like producers and ever go back one day, like we're doing, and rewatch it and go, wow, that was a real shitty move on our part. Like, I'm sure for them it's like at a, they never watch it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh god, what did you think about this?
So I remembered this.
You did?
Well, because I only remembered when at the end when they're cheating and they're like dancing with each other and making the other skaters up top dance together and things like that. But I forgot they flew.
Weird stuff like. Say it again, you froze.
I forgot they flew.
Really?
I forgot that part. I remember them dancing.
Yeah. But again, it's one of those movies where it's like you only remember bits and pieces because it was like not memorable. Nothing good enough to remember.
Right.
Oh. Just funny. What did you think of Emmy Roth's character?
Even her, I'm just like, it's so funny to see where she came from.
Yeah.
Because she's so good now, but this is just like, oh.
And you're gonna feel bad because it's like, especially like Emmy Rossum, we know what kind of actress she can be. We've seen her in other things, you know, like Phantom of the Opera. Shit, what's that other one? Shameless. Depth of her career can go, like how the depth of her characters go, but like it's just like you feel bad because you knew this was, maybe it was how she was coming out, but it's so like the writing was like, what, the writing and every storyline was like so weird that you're like, who, what? I don't know if any character could actually be like considered a good character in this movie just because it was like so weird, like so odd.
You want to know what part I wish they had changed?
What?
Like, I mean, this whole movie was awful, but
yeah,
but like the one thing I would have gone back and changed and hopefully made it better.
Huh? What?
When the college guy throws or like messes up his class.
Uh-huh.
I'm just like, I would have just said, okay, you're failed. You're off the hockey team. Bye.
Yeah, right? Like, take what they like from them. But no, we can't hurt people's feelings like that. In the 90s, you know, if you were on a sports team, you were as good as, like, the Pope. It was just an odd movie. So odd movie, so bad. I thought this was Double Teamed. I mean, Double Team had its moments and stuff, but like,
Double Team was a far superior movie.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Like, I'm going back and like, maybe I should have given it like a 5-star.
I'm thinking I might should up my review of Double Team, giving it more stars and.
This I've like, I gotta be nice and give it 2 stars because I thought it had some promise.
Yeah, no.
But it was just so bad. And I need to leave room for there to be something worse.
You need to have a point. Right. Yeah, because, you know.
Because clearly we didn't leave enough room before.
We don't have negative numbers yet. Oh my god. I can't. Oh, this oh my gosh. I can't with this movie. I can't. Like,
so what was your rating?
I think I'm going to give you just in case there's like worse than this. I just can't. I can't even higher than a 2. Like, I really can't. Morally, like, I can't. And I can't go into negative numbers. They don't exist in rings. Oh, God. I mean, it was a movie just to watch it. Like, what? What the hell is this movie? Oh, God. I was laughing.
It was so bad.
I know. Oh, I do feel bad for the actor because I'm like, oh, God.
They tried their best.
I know. They could do some writing.
Oh. Whoever gave this project the go-ahead after reading the script.
Right, like,
I'm hoping they lost their job because
right, like, you literally can't there's finally all film, like, you can't tell there's watched it back once it was complete and go, great movie, like, who got to review this movie back then? It's like, it wasn't good.
No. So pretty much the moral of the story is, do not watch Genius.
Yes. Just skip it all together. Pretend it doesn't exist.
Far superior shows or movies.
Yes.
Than this one.
Way better. But don't even think. Just skip over it. Just skip over it. Oh, God.
God, this utter garbage fire.
So that was a really unfortunate but fun discussion with Sarah, and I'm so glad we got this one out of the way. I was not looking forward to it. If you have different opinions, you can totally let us know on our Instagram, which is Watching With Friends. You can also go to our page, which is Watching With Friends on Facebook, and you can email us at watchingwfriendspod@gmail.com. Next episode, we will be discussing Don't Look Under the Bed. I'm very excited for this one because it was not one I'd ever seen before, and I hope you join us. We'll see you next time, guys. Bye. Hey, no, 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 no.